Simon & Schuster Audio presents Diablo III, The Order by Nate Kenyon. Read by Scott Brick.
Prologue. Memory. Tristram, 1213. The boy thrust his hands into his wool tunic as if to warm them, although the blaze from the fire was hot enough to curl the soft down on his cheek. He was narrow across the shoulders, and his face was thin and drawn even at this young age, so he looked far older than his 11 years. He wore a satchel across his neck made of deer hide with a heavy book tucked into one pocket, which pinched him and made red marks on his skin. He didn't much care about that, or about what the others might have said about him. He had no real friends. He was a natural loner, at home with his texts, and he liked it that way. The firelight flickered and danced across the other children, who sat with faces rapt and shining, upward turned in spiritual ecstasy, as if the figure telling stories before them were the Archangel Ariel herself, come to walk among them. No, that wasn't right. The boy shook his head slightly in disgust. Perhaps a few years ago he might have made such a comparison, but not now. The figure who spoke with such confidence was simply his mother, a mortal with no higher knowledge than any other, regardless of her bloodline. And if the archangels existed at all, they certainly would not waste their time coming to this forsaken place. A log popped, sending a sharp blaze of sparks up into the night and making the others jump. Smoke swirled and drifted around their heads, bringing an acrid, bitter smell that masked the stench of the barnyard below. She had them in her grasp, as always. The elders of the village might roll their eyes as she passed, and the innkeeper and town guard might whisper behind her back about a touch of madness, but the children would always come to listen. And they would believe. Until they grew older, Deckard Cain thought, and opened their eyes to the truth. The last prime evil and youngest brother, Diablo, the Lord of Terror, was the strongest of all, and horrible to behold. It is said that those who gaze directly...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?